It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Unadilla Valley High School. Folks, it's our first game of the season here on CDO. We're excited to be here. It's a boys matchup tonight as the Unadilla Valley Storm take on the Edmiston Panthers from the Tri-Valley League. And you might wonder, folks, why we're covering a game between the MAC and the Tri-Valley. But let me say, as a Tri-Valley fan myself, it goes back a lot longer than before UV was here. When UV was just South New Berlin and New Berlin, it was a big, big rivalry between New Berlin and Edmiston. Just 6 miles apart from one another. It was a big-time rivalry that packed the gym. It's no different here tonight. All these communities coming out to support these young guys in their first home game of the season here for Unadilla Valley. So I thought it was kind of a neat old-school matchup here tonight. Unadilla Valley, which, of course, is New Berlin and South New Berlin merged together, taking on Edmiston, who is traditionally a pretty good power in the Tri-Valley League. And, of course, UV, this is a team on the boys' side that was in the MAC semifinals last year and returns a lot of talent and also brings up a lot of young talent from their JV squad from last year. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And folks, get over to Chambers and O'Hara, especially if you need a rental this time of year. Cork has really beefed up the stock on rentals right now, so you can get anything from a car to a minivan, perfect for your holiday travels. Want to quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Of course, we'll see a lot of the Unadilla Valley boys this year being in the MAC, and of course, I think the MAC is going to be a very interesting league to look at on the boys' side because it's wide open, I think, again this year. Yes, there are some traditional powers like Sydney and Delhi that should be good again this year. Those were the two teams that were in the boys' MAC championship just a year ago, and they return a lot of talent. But you look at Green, you look at Unadilla Valley, maybe Unitigo, put them in the mix somewhere. You don't know what those four or five six teams are going to do, and it's going to make things really interesting. And I think this is a UV team that could be a bit of a sleeper. I think a lot of people not paying a ton of attention to them, but they return so many guys who can be so powerful in this lineup. Of course, just a duo of seniors here between Ryan Postma and Brett Hanselmeyer, their inside-outside combo, which are very, very dangerous. Hanselmeyer, about 6'4", real tall and lanky underneath. He's going to be a handful, very athletic for a lot of teams to handle. Of course, you have Postma on the outside, an excellent three-point shooter, and you put him with another senior, Ethan Gray, who's also an excellent shooter from long range. And this is a UV team that has certainly a lot of weapons. I think one guy I'm very interested to watch is Andrew Jackson. He's wearing number one tonight here for Unadilla Valley. He's just a freshman. He'll be in the lineup tonight here for the UV Storm. Of course, his head coach of the JV team here is John Jackson. Andrew is his son and just was a phenomenal talent last year on a UV JV team that did very well, and now he's up on the varsity. So I think you pair those three guys together, you add Jackson into the mix, and they also have some good size from some of their other guards and some of their other big men. So this is a UV team that I don't think you can sleep on, folks, if you're wondering about who might be strong in the MAC this year on the boys' side. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Again, we're live from Unadilla Valley High School tonight. It's a non-league home opener here for the UV Storm as they host the Edmiston Panthers. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 River, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull live at Unadilla Valley High School this evening here. It's our opening game of the season on WCDO Sports, and we'll have basketball coverage for you throughout this winter season. Of course, we really beefed it up last year, covered a lot of teams from not only the MAC, but the Tri-Valley and the Delaware Leagues, and we're planning to do a lot more again this year as well. We'll have several games from the Tri-Valley, a couple from the Delaware League, and of course, we'll, you know, later on in the year have the MAC Championship, the Tri-Valley Championship, and it's not only for the boys, it's for the girls as well. This year as well, we're hoping to have on the Delaware League Championship, which is over at SUNY Delhi, the night before the MAC and Tri-Valley Championship. So just trying to get a good view on all the talent that we have in the area. I mean, there's a ton of talented teams in the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League, and certainly want to recognize everybody that we can. Of course, this is our first game of the season here on the radio, but we're about a week into the regular season. I've been around watching several scrimmages and went to a game every night last week. There was some phenomenal basketball on. Caught a couple of boys' games, a couple of girls' games as well last week, and just some great early season basketball, which is kind of leading us into the opening part of the league season here. Of course, this is a non-league matchup tonight, but I really think it's going to be good because it's a traditional rivalry. When UV was New Berlin and South New Berlin, as I said, they were in the Tri-Valley League, and this was a big-time matchup, that's for sure, back in those days. All right, we'll take one more quick break. We'll come back. We'll have starting lineups for you and tip-off between UV and Edmiston here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO Sports, our opening boys basketball game of the season live from Unadilla Valley High School. It's a boys matchup tonight as the Storm will host a non-league game against the Edmiston Panthers from the Tri-Valley League. Edmiston will be in the orange and the white and black here tonight. The Storm will be in the white, the purple, and the black here tonight as we get ready for the singing of the national anthems as well as the starting lineups. Again, I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Go see Cork and the crew on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So we talked a little bit about Unadilla Valley, but Edmiston as well, a team that is really in a league that's wide open this year, I think. Milford and Lawrence were the cream of the crop last year for boys in the Tri-Valley, but this year it seems to be wide open. Lawrence, a very good team once again, as they will be the defending league and Section 4 Class D champions. They'll be looking to defend that title, but certainly the league is wide open. If somebody can knock them off, that would certainly be huge. Edmiston could be one of those teams. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. We're taking a quick break here on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull from Unadilla Valley High School here tonight as we get set for a boys matchup. And this is going to be UV and Edmiston facing off here as we just finish up the starting lineups here. Let's look at it first for Edmiston, the visiting Edmiston Panthers. A junior, number 21, Austin Plows. A senior, number 32, Clayton Lyon. He's their big man down low, a guy to look for, that's for sure. A senior wearing number 33, Austin Axtell. A junior, number 35, Justin Nicolosi. And also a junior, number 40, Austin Carmen. And Unadilla Valley, they will start with freshman Andrew Jackson. We talked about him during our pregame show, wearing number 1. A senior, number 3, Ryan Postman. A senior, number 12, Ethan Gray. Also a senior, number 13, Tyler Simmons. And a senior, number 20, Brett Hanselmeyer. Edmiston coached by Darren Belden and UV coached by Matt Osborne. So again, 4 seniors and 1 freshman in the lineup here tonight for the UV Storm. About to get underway here as we'll tip it off at center court. This will be Brett Hanselmeyer for Unadilla Valley and Clayton Lyon for Edmiston. Edmiston in the road orange uniforms with the white and the black trim. UV is in the home white uniforms with the purple and the black trim as well. And so the opening tip is actually tipped out of bounds right over to our scorers table. UV will have possession. They'll go left to right, and they'll start things off with Ryan Postma. So after the tip off goes out of bounds, UV will have possession going left to right. Here's Jackson, top of the key, to the right corner. It's knocked out of bounds, kicked off the foot there of Clayton Lyon just 10 seconds into the contest. Scoreless between UV and Edmiston. So on the right wing, UV will inbounds, again going left to right, to the left wing. Now down into the three-point area in the corner. Jackson, top of the key here for Postma. Wants the three, gets it to the high post for Hanselmeyer. Lost the handle, and Edmiston will come away. So we're 30 seconds into the contest. Edmiston looking to run. Lyon will take it to the basket, and it's knocked away there by Brett Hanselmeyer. Knocked out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says this one's going to go back to the UV Storm. So a scoreless contest here as we get underway between UV and Edmiston. Non-conference action tonight here from UV. Jackson to the high post for Hanselmeyer. Kicks it back out. Three ball coming for UV. Off the rim, no good. Rebound is loose. Jackson rips it down. Back up here for Postma. Pump fakes on the three to the left side. And inside now, low post, left block here for Hanselmeyer. Off the glass, the kiss is no good. Edmiston comes away. Austin Plows the rebound. Plows brings it ahead here for Lyon. As Edmiston goes right to left, here's Lyon, the big man, handling the ball top of the key. We'll leave it off here for Axtell. 6:55 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Scoreless between UV and Edmiston. Shot clock at 15 here for the Panthers as they run through their offense. Axtell to the far side. Now top of the keys here for Plows. He's got 10 on the shot clock to the right corner. Panthers looking to get off a shot. Dribble drive by Axtell. And we'll see what the call is. And it will be a travel as he tried to get into the paint there. Just shuffled his feet as he went up for the layup. And the officials caught him there. So we're still scoreless. 6:35 to go, first quarter. And UV with the ball once again as they bring it down the right wing. To the far side for Jackson. Dribble drive, and again over to the far side for Tyler Simmons. Simmons back for Postma. Three ball, got it. Nice shot for Ryan Postma, and UV gets on the board at home for the first time this season. They have an early 3-0 lead. 6:15 to go, first quarter. Edmiston going right to left. They cross the Storm logo here at half court. They get it to Lyon. He's inside, up off the glass, knocked away there, and the rebound goes to UV. And here comes Postma. Going left to right. He's got the first 3 points of the contest here. 5:55 to go, first quarter. Here's Hanselmeyer. His shot is short. Ball is loose. And the Storm is going to come away with it here. Here's Postma, right side. Inside now for Hanselmeyer. Kicks it to the left corner here. The Storm going left to right. Dribble drive. This one is short. No good there for Simmons. Couldn't get his own rebound. Flutters out of bounds. And possession goes back to Edmiston. So UV looking pretty scrappy here in the early going, but they haven't been able to get their shots to fall. So UV leads Edmiston 3-0, 5:35 to go, first quarter. Here are the Panthers crossing half court. And here is Axtell, top of the key. Little dribble drive, and this one's swatted away there by Simmons. And off the block, Postman will come away with the loose change as he goes left to right. Here's Jackson. He looks for a three, but it's knocked away. He tries to pump fake it. Now Edmiston back the other way, up off the glass, and good, and the Panthers get on the board there. Austin Axtell gets the first 2 points of the night for Edmiston, and it's 3-2. Unadilla Valley leads with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Postma on the right wing for Jackson, left wing, as they work around this zone here that Edmiston has come out in. Postma again for three from downtown. He puts it in, and Postma, 2 3-pointers, gives UV a 6-2 lead, and Edmiston will take a timeout. 4:54 to go, first quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. 4:45 to go here, first quarter, from Unadilla Valley Central School. It's the UV Storm boys leading Edmiston 6-2. Edmiston with the ball. A shot off the glass. No good there from Austin Plows. And the Storm come back the other way. Here's Postma. He's already got 2 3-pointers in this contest, giving the Storm the 6-2 lead. For Jackson on the left side. Jackson, high post. Back out for Postma from Hanselmeyer. Pump fakes on the three for Jackson, left side. And his three ball goes down. Andrew Jackson puts it in. And UV takes a 9-2 lead with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. It's been all three balls so far. Three of them for Unadilla Valley. 4:05 to go in this first quarter. Here's Edmiston, top of the key. Axtell picked up his dribble, has to get it to Plows, left side. Now for Lyon at the baseline, up and good. Baseline left side for Lyon. He puts it in, and it's 9-4 with 3:50 to go in this first quarter. And here is Postma back the other way here for UV. For Jackson, top of the key, picks up his dribble back to Postma against this 2-3 zone that the Panthers have come out in. Inside for Hanselmeyer. Gets it for Jackson. Now for Simmons. He'll fake it. Back to Jackson now. And the right side on the baseline. Back up for Postma. Edmiston very aware of where Postma is. Drives down low. Lost the ball. Hanselmeyer picks up the loose change. Tries to put it in. Fighting hard there with Lyon. And we'll have a foul. Lyon came down with the rebound. Hanselmeyer was still fighting him for it. And the officials get Hanselmeyer for the first foul of the night. And the ball will go back to Edmiston. So the Panthers sticking around here with 3:20 to go in this first quarter. They trail on the road at UV 9-4, and a great local rivalry between these two schools, even though they're not in the same conference. Now we'll have a traveling violation here against Clayton Lyon as he got the ball in the left wing corner. Just shuffled those feet before he could get it going. So 3:10 to go, first quarter. 9-4 is the score. Unadilla Valley with the ball again going left to right. Here's Jackson. Crossover move for Simmons in the left corner. His three ball no good. Lyon with the rebound and another foul. Let's see who this is on. And this is going to be another foul here on Unadilla Valley. They're going to get this one on Tyler Simmons for a push-off. And boy, folks, Lyon, if you can come to a game sometime this year and see Edmiston's Clayton Lyon, about 6'2", 6'3", but very, very solid. Hard to move, and that's what UV is finding in the early going here. Now a strip steal for the Storm as they go down the left side. Here is Simmons back up for Jackson. Jackson finds Postma. They'll look to start the offense here for the Storm. UV leads 9-4, but Edmiston a steal back the other way with 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Lyon to the hoop, and he's fouled as he goes up. Just talking about Clayton Lyon and his size again, 6'2", 6'3". Rugged and solid underneath, but he's very athletic and run the floor too. And we see that there as he gets to the hoop, can't make the layup, but will go to the line here to shoot for Edmiston. So here is Lyon. His first shot is short off the front of the rim, no good. 2:36 to go, first quarter. Unadilla Valley 9, Edmiston 4. Second shot coming here for Clayton Lyon, the senior, and that one is good, nothing but net. So Lyon leads Edmiston with 3 points so far, and it's 9-5. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Here is Postma. Gets into the paint. His shot is short, no good. Lyon can't find the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Now Lyon comes out of the pile with it somehow. He had it. He lost it. Then he got it back. Here's Edmiston back the other way, going right to left, right wing for Lyon here. Dribbles in between the legs. Gets it into the right corner for Axtell. Pump fakes. Gets into the lane now. Goes up. And a foul here on Unadilla Valley. So the dribble drive has been very, very good here to Unadilla Valley. They've drawn 4 straight fouls here. And so now Axtell will go to the line, also a senior, has the other bucket of the night, so he has 2 points. And Edmiston trying to get back into this game from the foul line. First shot is up and good. And it's immediately, right here in the first quarter, folks, looks like one of those nights where foul shots, not that they're not important in every game, but this one especially here tonight. Second shot is up and good. So 2-for-2 from the line there on that trip for Austin Axtell. And it's right back to a 2-point ball game, folks. UV 9, Edmiston 7 with 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Postma. Again to the high post for Hanselmeyer. Back up to Postma. Downtown. This one is short. And Simmons, the rebound, and then it's taken away. And here comes Plows for Edmiston up off the glass and in. Tie ball game as Austin Plows steals it and then takes it coast to coast. It's good for 2. It's 9-9 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter, and the Panthers fans are fired up. They get it to Hanselmeyer in the paint. Turnaround shot, no good. Bouncing rebound, and Edmiston will come away again with Lyon, and then a foul on Jackson as he tried to wrap him up. So this is going to be 5 fouls here on Unadilla Valley. Edmiston with no fouls in the early going. And Edmiston was down 9-2, and they've had a nice little run here to get it back to 9-9 with 1:32 to go in the first quarter. And so Edmiston will bring it up the floor here with Austin Axtell. Taking his time, letting the offense get set as he crosses half court. Edmiston going right to left. And to the right side he finds Plows. Plows closely guarded here by Jackson. Now Plows in this man-to-man here that UV has come out in. They get it inside. Shot up by Nicolosi is no good. Rebound for Edmiston. They try to go to Nicolosi back door, and this one is blocked out of bounds there by Ethan Gray, but will stay with Edmiston. Nicolosi as well as Carmen there doing a nice job to keep the ball alive. Lyon looking to get it in. Gets it inside to Carmen. Swatted away, though, by Hanselmeyer. And back the other way. Here comes Jackson. Leaves one off for Gray. Up off the glass. No good. Postma the rebound. He goes up and is fouled on the layup attempt. Edmiston faithful in the stands. Not happy with that call. But this will send Unadilla Valley to the line. Ryan Postman with 6 of the 9 points so far tonight. Will look to add to his total. 1:04 to go. First quarter. We're tied 9-9. First foul shot is up and good for Ryan Postma. So he has a team and game-high 7 points so far. And you can see he has a very nice shot as he's hit 2 from downtown already. Second foul shot coming. This one rattles out. It's the broadcaster's curse right there, folks. You talk about somebody's shot, and then they're going to miss one. Here comes Lyon back the other way. Up off the back rim, no good. Ball is loose in the paint. UV gets the rebound, but Simmons was standing on the line. Looked like he had his heel right on the end line. So the ball right back to Edmiston with 54 seconds to go first quarter. Lyon looking for the inbounds, finds Axtell. Closely guarded here by Jackson. A little spin move, kicks it left side. Lyon thought about a three, instead gets it back to Axtell. Down at the left block. Shot is up and blocked away. Boy, UV's had about 4 blocks here in this first quarter. And now the Storm will come away with it off of that block. Here's Postma all the way to the 10, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot off there as he went up for the layup as a lot of contact, and he'll go right back to the line. So UV leads 10-9 over visiting Edmiston here in a non-league matchup with 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ryan Postma with 7 of the 10 points to the charity stripe. First shot is up and good for Postma, so he has 8. And Postma will step right back to the line here for his second shot. So UV leads 11-9 with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming here for Postma. That one's up and good. So he is 3-for-4 from the line and has 9 of the 12 points here. The other 3 go to Andrew Jackson on a 3-ball for Unadilla Valley. 30 seconds to go, first quarter here, folks, live on WCDO tonight. UV leads Edmiston 12-9 in a boys matchup here at Unadilla Valley High School. Another block as Axtell tries to go to the 10, and it's knocked away there by Hanselmeyer. Ball out of bounds, and so Edmiston will inbound underneath the basket here on the left side as Edmiston goes right to left. Quickly get it in on the right wing. Down low for Lyon. Left block. His shot is up. No good. Ball is loose on the floor and taken away here by the Storm. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get it to Hanselmeyer. He drives up off the glass and good. 2 points for Brett Hanselmeyer. Edmiston looking to get one last shot off. Drives to the hoop. Can he get it off before the horn? He will, but the shot won't go down. So the end of the first quarter, Unadilla Valley leads Edmiston 14-9. A good competitive and physical contest between these two rivals, as we said, not in the same league. Edmiston, the Tri-Valley, UV, the MAC. But again, just that geographical rivalry, only separated by about 6 miles. So you can tell both communities are here to support their team. Again, end of the first quarter. UV boys leading Edmiston 14-9. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here from Unadilla Valley High School. A boys matchup tonight between UV and Edmiston, and it's 14-9. The Storm leading the Panthers here as we get set for the start of the second frame. Edmiston in the orange with the white and black trim here tonight. Says Edmiston in black lettering across the front of the uniform. They will go right to left. UV's in the home. White uniforms with the black and the purple trim. Says Storm in purple lettering across the front of the chest there. So here is Edmiston going right to left. Clayton Lyon, you'd think he'd be a center, but he's out at the top of the key. Tries a dribble drive, slipped on the floor, lost the ball, and here comes UV back the other way going left to right. Simmons to the corner, looking for Gray. Now gets it back for Postma. Postma, dribble drive, up this one, just short off the front rim. Rebound down and good. This is Jeff Keach, fresh off the bench here for Unadilla Valley, putting it home. And UV leads 16-9. Here's Lyon back the other way, up and good. Clayton Lyon and one on the play, went coast to coast, didn't even set the offense up, just went right to the hoop, put it in. So Clayton Lyon, the senior, now with 5 points, and it's 16-11 with 7:25 to go before the half. Lyon can't get the free throw to go, and the rebound by Hanselmeyer of Unadilla Valley. Here's Postma. Postma looking for the three. Instead, we'll pass it off here to Keach in the right corner. Keach finds Gray. Now for Hanselmeyer. Hanselmeyer up off the glass and good. Nice inside, up and under move by Hanselmeyer. And UV leads 18-11 just a minute into the second quarter. And here is Edmiston going right to left. Axtell looking for the pass, and the man-to-man offense here gets it back to Lyon. Lyon one-on-one with Hanselmeyer at the top of the key here. He's trying to clear out some space, looking for that dribble drive. Instead, we'll hand it off to Plows here. Plows at the foul line, back for Lyon, intercepted though by the Storm. And the Storm will walk it up the floor here with Ryan Postma. Postma to the right side, looking for Keach. Keach's pass is knocked out of bounds there by Lyon with 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. And so Keach now will look to throw it in, finds Hanselmeyer in the corner, looking for Gray, pull-up baseline jumper, no good, off the hands of Edmiston and back out of bounds. That was Austin Carmen. Had it with two hands, and it just popped out of there and out of bounds. So 6:26 to go, second quarter. UV leads 18-11. Now a jump ball as Edmiston takes it away, and Plows is going to be off to the races for the layup, in and good. Two breakaway layups there for Austin Plows, both off of steals that he created, and it's 18-13 with 6:10 to go, second quarter. Here is Postma into the corner. Unadilla Valley with a three. That one can't find the iron as Tyler Simmons was just a little too deep. Edmiston back the other way, down the left wing. Here comes Lyon again to the hoop. Is knocked away, but he gets his own rebound. Lyon setting up the offense here at the top of the key with 5:50 to go, second quarter. 20 to go on the shot clock. They set a pick for Lyon. Little dribble drive on the give and go. Tries to get it down low there for Austin Carmen. Results in a jump ball, and the ball will go back here to Unadilla Valley with the possession arrow. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Unadilla Valley leads Edmiston 18-13 here, folks. And here is Keach. Keach will pass it into the high post. Now looking for Gray. A dribble drive. Lost his footing, though. Slipped. Tried to pass. Ball knocked out of bounds. Let's see who the possession is with here. Looks like it's going to stay with UV. And now Derek Bowen is going to check into the game here for Edmiston. First substitute of the game here for the Panthers as Austin Carmen comes to the bench. Boy, and Carmen and some of the other guys underneath for Edmiston have had their hands full with Hanselmeyer down low, so a well-deserved break there for Carmen. 5:25 to go, second quarter. UV working the ball around. Postma from the top of the key for three, and this one is no good. And the rebound flops out of bounds, and we'll go back to Edmiston. So UV is going to take a timeout here with 5:19 to go, second quarter. It's 18-13. UV controlling it for much of this contest so far, but Edmiston is finding ways to stick in. So a good contest so far. Again, UV 18, Edmiston 13. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:19 to go, second quarter. It's 18-13. UV on top of Edmiston. UV is taking a timeout. They're going to go to the full court press. UV with a steal, but then Edmiston steals it right back. End-to-end action here. The Panthers get it down low for Clayton Lyon. His layup is no good, and it's turned into a track meet, folks. Here's UV back the other way, going left to right on the right wing for Postma. Postma now for Gray. Down low for Hanselmeyer. Turnaround shot from the right block. No good. Edmiston with the rebound. They're looking to run. Here's Plows. Plows down the right wing. All the way to the hoop. He's fouled. Can't get the layup, but he's going to go to the line. Boy, folks, as I said, really turned into a track meet there in the last couple of possessions. UV puts the press on. They get a steal. Edmiston steals it right back, and both teams just looking to go end-to-end. So here is Austin Plows. He's got 4 points so far on the night. Looking for number five from the line, and he can't get it to rattle in. UV 18, Edmiston 13, with 4:48 to go, second quarter. Here is Plows to the line. His second shot is up and good. So Plows now has five. 18-14 the score. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Unadilla Valley on top at home here against Edmiston. And here is Jeff Keach. Keach gets it back to Postma. And this is kind of a high 2-3 zone here. And I think the real emphasis is to try to keep some of the UV three-point shooters in check. Postma and Jackson especially. Jackson not in at the moment, but Postma really being guarded pretty heavily here by Austin Plows. Even though they're in the zone, he seems to know where he is at all times. UV gets the ball in. Down low pass there for Hanselmeyer, and a turnaround bucket is good. So Hanselmeyer has six, and the lead is six for UV, 20-14. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Lyons. Again, dribble drive up off the glass. Kind of an out-of-control shot there is no good. Rebound for Edmiston, but then a foul underneath. Let's see who this is on. And this is going to be a foul on Edmiston, on Justin Nicolosi, pushing off there as he went for that rebound, so the ball goes back to UV. But folks, just when you think Unadilla Valley is maybe starting to open things up, Edmiston has found a way to get some steals and get some buckets. So the biggest lead of the night has been six. And that's what it's at right now, 20-14. Pass down low, turnaround for UV. Hanselmeyer gets his own rebound off the miss. Tries to go up, but again, stolen away here by Clayton Lyon. Lyon dribbling down the floor. Up off the glass, gets it to go, but it's going to be a charge as Lyon went plowing into Tyler Simmons, who stood his ground, flops down to the floor, and that's going to be a charge. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. It's 20-14. That's the first foul on Clayton Lyon. Boy, you can see he's not afraid to take it inside, take it outside. He's really a very athletic, bigger player here for Edmiston. Turnaround shot for Hanselmeyer is no good. The Storm being very tough on the board. There's Gray, but he gets tied up as he tries to go up, and that's going to be a jump ball. And the ball is going to go back to Edmiston with the possession arrow. So UV not really able to string out this lead any more than about four or six. 3:35 to go, second quarter. It's 20-14. Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston here, live from UV High School. Here's Lyon again. His shot is up off the glass, no good, and the Storm with the rebound. Driving it forward here is Postma. Postma for Simmons on the far side. Nice take all the way to the hole, and that one is up and good there for Tyler Simmons, his first bucket of the night. UV leads 22-14 with 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. Full court press is quickly broken by Edmiston. A nice pass from Plows to the far side. Shot there by Bowen of Edmiston is blocked out of bounds by Simmons. But the possession is going to stay with Edmiston. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. UV leads Edmiston 22-14. Panthers get it in. Axtell, a shot from the corner that was tipped. Ball is loose down low, and this one loose in the paint. Taken away by UV, and here come the Storm going left to right. Crossing half court. Here is Postma. Finds Gray for Keach. Keach, a dribble drive to the right baseline. Down low for Gray. Up off the glass. Acrobatic shot won't go, no good. But a foul on the play. 2:40 to go, second quarter. UV leads 22-14. And this will be Ethan Gray going to the line. That's 17 fouls here on Unadilla Valley. And 5 here on the Edmiston Panthers with 2:40 to go before the break. Couple of fresh faces checking in here. This will be Zach Hume for the Edmiston Panthers, wearing number 22. He's a junior. Also checking in will be Nathan Weatherby, a senior. As the first shot for Ethan Gray is up and good. So Gray, his first points of the night here for the senior, wearing number 12. And UV leads 23-14 now, looking for their biggest lead of the night. Gray off the back iron, no good. Rebound for Edmiston, and Bowen will drive it forward. Bowen down the right side, up off the glass. This is no good. UV skying for the rebound there with Simmons, and then Postma with the outlet pass. So UV looking to settle in. They lead 23-14 with 2:20 to go, second quarter. Hanselmeyer down low. Nice fake, and then the pass across the lane, up and in. It's good for Ethan Gray. That one was all set up by Hanselmeyer with the pump fake, and then passed it across the lane for Gray, who was wide open. So UV leads 25-14, and now a foul on the Storm here as they're trying to put this full court press on, and that has really helped them over the last minute or so pick up a couple of extra buckets off some turnovers. 2:13 to go, second quarter, 25-14. Again, the foul situation, 8 here for UV, 5 for Edmiston, so this most current foul is going to send Austin Axtell of Edmiston to the line. This would be big here for the Panthers if they could get some points, you know, and keep this close heading into the halftime break. That would certainly give them some confidence. Axtell's first shot off the back iron, no good, and another UV rebound, as some of those bigger bodies for the Storm have made the difference. And bringing up the floor here is Keach. Keach for Postma, for Gray, right side corner for three, rattles it in. Gray, who had no points a minute ago, now has 6, and it's ballooned to a 14-point lead, 28-14. Here's Lyon, the length of the floor, up off the glass and no good, but he's fouled on the play. Boy, folks, Clayton Lyon does not wait. He gets the ball, and sometimes he doesn't even look to set up the offense, flies right down the floor, has that athletic ability to get right to the hoop. Couldn't finish there, but got fouled. First shot for Lyon is up and no good off the back iron. Second shot is coming. Austin Plow is going to check back in here for Edmiston. Also checking in is Mason Mikalunas, wearing number 44, the junior here for UV. So 28-14, Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston. Lyon's second shot is good. So Lyon now with 6 points for Edmiston. That's a team high. And here's Postma down the right wing as UV goes left to right. 1:45 to go before the second quarter is over. It's 28-15. The Storm on top of the visiting Panthers in non-league action. Turnaround shot for Mikalunas here, and Mikalunas will put it in, and he's fouled. So he comes right off the bench. Nice little hook shot on that left side, up off the glass, gets the kiss, and it's good. So it's 30-15. UV on top of Edmiston now. And Mikalunas is looking to complete the three-point play. Shot is up off the back iron, no good, but a rebound here for UV into the corner, knocked out of bounds, and will stay with the Storm. So 1:31 to go before the halftime break. You want to stay tuned, folks. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. UV off the inbounds pass, down low for Mikalunas, up and good. Mikalunas right off the bench, 4 quick points, and he's going to go right back to the charity stripe. Well done, just clearing out some room down low and finding ways to get to the bucket. Nice job by the guards, too, by Postma and by Keach, to find him down low when he's been posting up on his guy. So UV leads 32-15, a minute 26 now to go before the break. And the foul shot is up and good for Mason Mikalunas. 5 quick points off the bench, and UV now leads 33-15 over visiting Edmiston. This was a close game, just about 4 to 6 points just about 3 minutes ago, but UV has really amped it up here. Now Plows with a baseline drive on that right wing. That's up and good, and Austin Plows has 7 points here for Edmiston. 33-17 is the score with 1 minute to go before halftime. UV with the ball. Here's Mikalunas looking for the shot from the foul line. Up and good. Mikalunas has 7 off the bench, and he can't miss at the moment here for the Storm. It's 35-17. 45 seconds to go before halftime. Edmiston with the ball going right to left. They find Plows, right baseline. Turnaround, circus shot, no good. Knocked out of bounds. And the Zebra Crew saying that we'll stay here with the orange and black of Edmiston. 39 seconds to go before the end of the second quarter. Lyon will inbounds from the left block underneath the basket. Finds Axtell, pump fake, up top for Plows. Plows, dribble drive, down low. Bowen up off the glass, no good. Rebound, and UV is looking to run with 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And now it's going to be a foul against Unadilla Valley. Boy, that was Keach coming down the right side, and as he tried to make his crossover move, he just gave his defender a little bit of the arm there, a little bit of a push-off. And the referee was right there to see it. Head coach Matt Osborne not agreeing with the call. It's a little referee-coach conference there for a second. Either way, Edmiston's going to come away with the ball. 20 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's a shot for Edmiston from the corner from Plows. That's good. So Plows into double figures. He has 10. Now 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's 35-20. UV leading Edmiston. Three ball coming. Left side for the Storm. No good. Rebound for Edmiston and another foul. Plows with some big hustle plays here in the final seconds of the second quarter. Comes down with a rebound after just nailing a three ball a second ago. And he's going to go to the line here as UV is at 10 fouls now. So here is Plows, who had a couple of nice steals and some breakaway layups. Just hit a three a moment ago. He's got 10 points. Steps to the line off the front rim. No good here for Austin Plows. Well, if you follow our Twitter coverage, we did a lot for Edmiston soccer this year. And Plows, very nice year for the Edmiston Panthers. And he's doing it here on the hardwood, too. Second shot is good, so Plows with 11. And it's 35-21. Full court pass here for UV, up and good. Huge pass there to end the second quarter. And a very nice play there as Tyler Simmons was able to finish. Wow, so at the half, 37-21. Let's just break that one down for you there, folks. UV, instead of going for the short pass with about 6 seconds left, went the full quarterback home run ball, and it found the hands of Simmons, who was somehow wide open and was able to go in for the layup. So that's how the last 2 points of the second quarter happened. So 37-21. UV goes into the locker room with that 37-21 lead over visiting Edmiston. We'll break it all down during our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. Of course, you can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, at the halftime break, boys action from UV High School. It's the Storm leading the visiting Edmiston Panthers in non-conference action 37-21. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Mirabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Mirabado. Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And And welcome back, folks. Halftime here from Unadilla Valley, 37-21. UV on top of visiting Edmiston. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And boy, I hope everyone's saving some money on their heating bills so far this winter, as this weather has been absolutely gorgeous. It's been great for all the traveling around we do here at CDO Sports, going to the different schools all throughout the Tri-County area. And I will take this weather as long as it wants to stick around. I know people want snow for Christmas and all that, but boy, I am loving this 40, 45 degree weather and the sunshine. It's been absolutely great. But if it's starting to get a little colder, you can always call Mirabito at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, the halftime score, 37-21. I think the score is a little deceiving here, folks, because it seems like a tighter game, because pretty much until about 4 minutes left of the second quarter, it was about a 4-6 point game. Edmiston kept making little runs to get back into it. UV would get back up by that 4 or 6 point margin. And then again, you know, Austin Plows, Clayton Lyon, those Edmiston guys would make a little run. But UV, just a lot of different weapons here tonight. And I think that's what you're going to see so far in the MAC conference this year, is that they have a lot of different guys to bring to the table. Let's go through the scoring summary. First for Edmiston, they are led by 11 points from Austin Plows. He kind of started slow, but had some nice steals, and he's very quick in transition, had some breakaway layups. Then he hit a three-pointer. He got to the line, so he has 11 points to lead Edmiston. 6 points for Clayton Lyon, and boy, as I said, he's 6'2", 6'3", very, very physical. If you're a Sydney fan, if you can think of Wyatt McKee, maybe he was a senior on last year's team. Just very physical guy, but very mobile, too. He can get to the hoop very, very easy. Austin Axtell with 4, and as I said, Clayton Lyon with 6 points. So those are the three guys who got on the score sheet for Edmiston. I think they got to get some other guys involved, certainly, if they want to get back into this ball game. On the other side for UV, they are led by 9 points from Ryan Postma, including 2 3-pointers from downtown. 7 points from Mason Mikalunas, and those all came right in a row. He came off the bench with about 3 minutes to go before the half, nailed 2 quick shots, got to the line, and then had an absolute rainbow from just inside the three-point line, so he has 7 for UV. Brett Hanselmeyer and Ethan Gray both with 6, Tyler Simmons with 4, and Jeff Keach with 2 to round out Unadilla Valley. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys have scored in the first half for UV, so they have a lot of nice balance, that's for sure, for head coach Matt Osborne. Again, the halftime score here, 37-21, Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston. Edmiston is a team, I think, that's going to be very competitive in the Tri-Valley. Everybody always has their eye on Edmiston. They never really seem to have a down year. They always seem to be right in the thick of things. I think that's going to be the case this year. Unadilla Valley, I think, maybe a little bit of a sleeper team in the MAC. You know, I think most people are looking at Delhi and Sydney, knowing that those are probably the two preseason front runners. But I think you look at Green, you look at UV, maybe Unitigo in that mix somewhere. There are some teams that could certainly sneak up on you, and I think at the top of that list has to be Unadilla Valley. Just so many weapons, starting 4 seniors, and then Andrew Jackson, who's a freshman with very good ball handling skills, just a cool, calm, and collected guy. Of course, his dad is John Jackson, who is a great basketball mind, a great basketball coach. So he comes from a great bloodline of hoops, and I think he's going to be a star in the next couple of years here at UV. So it certainly looks like UV could be in for a very good year. You have those experienced guys who made it all the way to the MAC semifinals last year before falling to Delhi. So, you know, they might have a little bit of a, you know, unfinished business agenda to try to get back there to that game once again. As I look across the gym, I can see several coaches here tonight from the MAC that are here scouting, checking out Unadilla Valley. That's one of my favorite things about this time of year. You go around to the different gyms, you're going to see all the different coaches, and they're all there with their video cameras, with their notepad, and they're trying to get ahead for later in the season. Because you know what? Pretty much by next week, you're going to be into the thick of your regular season in your league. You're going to have some games that could certainly come back to get you later in the year. You need those wins now so that you're not trying to make up for them later, that's for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. But again, the halftime show brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Call them today at 563-HEAT. The halftime score, a boys matchup here tonight. UV leading Edmiston 37-21. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here live from Unadilla Valley High School tonight. Non-league action, Unadilla Valley and Edmiston. And our halftime score is 37-21. Both teams back out on the floor, warming up here to start the second half. Just a great week of basketball ahead here on CDO. Tomorrow night we'll be over at GMU as it's going to be another boys matchup as the Morris Mustangs, I think one of the early front runners in the Tri-Valley, comes to town as they will take on GMU, a team who could be a sleeper in the Tri-Valley if some teams aren't careful. We won't have a game on Wednesday, but I'll be somewhere, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can go to WCDOsports.com. The Twitter button is right there. Follow me. I'm going to have updates from somewhere in the Tri-County area. On Thursday, we'll be back right here on CDO. We're going to have the Franklin boys taking on Bainbridge-Guilford. That game down at BG High School, that's set to be a good one as well. So, and then on Friday, we'll be back to our Twitter updates again for a Friday night game. Some people might say, well, why don't you have a game every night of the week this early in the season? And my response to that is that we know that later on we're going to have a ton of basketball between championships, league semifinals and finals, sectionals, and we just don't want to go too hard too fast, I guess is what you could say. We want to make sure that we save ourselves for later in the season. You know, last year we did over 40 games here on CDO, and that's the goal again here this season. So we're going to have plenty of basketball throughout the three winter months here of December, January and February, and you know, hopefully into March as well, just like we did last year for some of our local teams. And you know, I think covering the three local leagues, the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League, we're going to have a lot of fun doing that. I want to say thank you to a bunch of people who are checking in with me on Twitter here tonight as well. That's great to have that community out there. And if you want to join in on that, folks, again, go to WCDOsports.com, and you can click on the like Twitter page there, and you'll be able to go right there and be able to check that out. So we have score updates and a lot of different news and information from local sports teams all there on our Twitter page. And, of course, WCDOsports.com also has the Game Audio Archive tab, which you can go and click on. You can go and listen to games from last year, the year before that, and any game that we have this year will be up on the site as soon as we can get it up there. So you can go back and listen for free anytime, and that service is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. So UV making their final warm-up preparations here for the start of the second half. Edmiston just coming out as well. Edmiston in the orange with the white and the black trim here tonight. Unadilla Valley is in the white with the purple and the black here as well tonight. So we'll see if Edmiston coming out of the locker room can maybe use Clayton Lyon and can use Austin Plows, use some of that energy that they had late in that second quarter to try to get back into this ball game. But in a tough hole right now, down 37-21 to start this third quarter. So we'll see how things go here for Edmiston in this second half. And a nice packed house here tonight. Pretty big gym here at UV and a nice showing, but I'm not surprised. UV and Edmiston really seem to have a strong fan base between the three communities that make up these two schools. And nice to see that everybody's excited for some winter basketball. We are back underway here, folks, between UV and Edmiston. UV in the white going right to left now to start this second half. And here is Andrew Jackson, the freshman, into the lane, off the glass, and good. Jackson not afraid to pull the trigger there. And he'll get that one in the paint to make it 39-21. Got right about to the elbow, took one more step, and then fired. So here's Edmiston going left to right now to start the second half. They trail 39-21. We're 30 seconds into this third quarter. To the left side for Lyon. Trying to get through this man-to-man as Hanselmeyer has done a nice job being tall and lanky to kind of shut down him. Here's Lyon to the right side. Dribble drive into the paint, popped out of his hands, was deflected out of bounds, and the Zebra crew saying it goes back to UV, much to the dismay of the Edmiston faithful here. And so Lyon credited with the turnover there. Now UV back the other way with Postma. He gets across the timeline, picks up his dribble, finds Jackson. Edmiston still in the 2-3 zone here, but very active. Now into the corner, looking for Gray. Down low for Hanselmeyer, keeps the ball high, brings it down low now. Back into the corner here for Gray. Lyon is down on the floor, looking for the loose ball, and we'll see it's going to be a jump ball or a timeout. Let's see. They're going to say jump ball, so the possession is going to go back here to Edmiston. Give you a little recap on that, folks. The ball was loose in the corner. Gray for UV lost it. Lyon jumped on it. Edmiston bench wanted a timeout, but instead it was called the jump ball. Possession goes back to the Panthers anyways. 6:45 to go, third quarter. UV leads 39-21. Edmiston having a little trouble here, setting up this man-to-man offense. Here's Axtell up off the glass. No good. Rebound for the Panthers. Again, no good. Another rebound for Edmiston. This time they put it home. Justin Nicolosi, his first 2 points of the contest. So it's 39-23, UV on top, with 6:25 to go in the third. Jackson now for Gray. Three-point line in the left side corner. Thought about pulling the trigger. Instead, pulls it back out for Postma. Postma for Jackson. Tried to go in high, and it's knocked away by Lyon. And he's going to take off track meet style, coast to coast, off the glass and in. Boy, Clayton Lyon is looking to run at any chance he gets, and it's 39-25. So here's UV going right to left, looking to settle in. Here's Postma. Crosses the timeline in that Storm logo at half court. There's Jackson. Jackson back for Postma. Postma, a little pump fake back to Jackson. Now for Gray, three-pointer. Left side, no good. Rebound for UV. The layup is no good. Edmiston comes down. We're going to have a foul there as Plows took an elbow as he came down with the ball. So Andrew Jackson now takes the foul on the play, and Edmiston trying to get a little momentum here. With 5:43 to go in the third quarter. A lot of basketball left to be played in this one. 39-25. Edmiston with the ball going left to right. Here is Axtell to the right side. Trying to get around Postma. Dribble drive. Finds Plows in the corner. Goes baseline. And it's going to be a blocking foul here on Jackson. And that's two quick ones on Jackson to start the third quarter. Boy, Jackson wearing number one. He's about 6'1". Just a freshman, great handles with the ball. But that's going to be his second foul, so he's going to have to go to the bench. And subs will come in. This is Jeff Keach now for UV. Edmiston with the ball, going left to right, on the right wing, in the orange. Here's Axtell drawing some contact, up off the glass, and good. Axtell now has six, and it's 39-27 with 5:15 to go in the third. Here's Postma crossing the timeline. Now he finds Gray, back up for Keach. Keach picks up his dribble, gets it back for Postma now with 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 20 on the shot clock. UV looks to be lacking a little momentum here, a little energy, as Edmiston is really bringing it here with the pressure on the zone with some traps, and now they're going to get a steal. Here's Axtell up off the glass. He's fouled and one. Boy, and that's going to really give the momentum back here to Edmiston, as Axtell now has eight, and he goes to the line. It's 39-29. So Edmiston cuts it back to 10 with 4:47 to go in the third. Trailing 37-21 at the half, and now it's 39-29. And the three-point play is good for Axtell. So he's now got 9 points. UV back the other way. It's a nine-point ball game, 39-30. Now this one is taken away. A steal by Plows down the right side. Plows to the bucket, off the glass, and in! Big play there for Plows. Puts it home. He's got 13, and he's going to the line. 39-32. And Plows is looking to cut this to a six-point game. Timeout for Unadilla Valley. 4:35 to go in the third. Don't turn that dial, folks. We got a ball game on our hands. 39-32, UV leads Edmiston in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Sherino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Sherino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Sherino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at SherinoInsurance.com. Sherino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:35 to go, third quarter. And if you were thinking at halftime, I might shut this one off. I hope you left it on because it's 39-32. It was 37-21 at the half, and Edmiston has come out really with some great energy. And now Austin Plows is standing at the charity stripe trying to cut this back to a six-point game. And this would be the second straight three-point play if he can convert this here for Edmiston. Shot is up and good for Plows. He's got 14. And 4:35 to go in the third. It's 39-33. Here's Postma at half court. Finds Keach. Knocked away. Let's see what do they say. Back to Edmiston it goes. Keach was trying to find Gray down in the left wing corner to my left. This went right off his hands and out of bounds. Just good defensive pressure there from Edmiston. 4:27 to go in the third, and UV is going to put this press back on. And now a steal here for the Storm. They get it over to Postma. His shot is up and good. The right-handed layup for Postma, and he's got 11 for UV. It's 41-33. Here's Plows, now for Lyon, straight to the hoop, off the front 10, no good. Hanselmeyer, the rebound, and here we go with the track meet again, folks. Postma, at the top of the key, he'll pull it out, try to slow it down. Now he finds Simmons. Simmons for Keach, off his leg. Postma comes to the rescue, picks up the loose change, left side. Postma all the way to the hoop, the finger roll, no good. Rebound here for Edmiston and Austin Carman. Carman now for Oxtell, all the way to the hoop, up, and this one won't fall. Rebound for Edmiston, right back up, blocked, and a foul on the play. Hanselmeyer is going to be whistled for the foul, and this is going to send Austin Carman to the line. 41-33 to score with 3:43 to go in the third. And so Carman will go to the line here. That's going to be the third foul on Brett Hanselmeyer, the big guy for UV. First foul shot for Carman is no good, wearing number 40, the junior here tonight. So 41-33, Edmiston trying to keep this within striking distance here, and the foul shots will be a big part of that. Second one is no good, and a violation on the shooter against Edmiston, and so the ball back to UV. Boy, the UV press really worked well in the first half, and they put that back on just a moment ago after that timeout. We'll see how that plays into things here. They got to continue to get buckets to be able to put that press on. So here comes Postma down the right side. UV going right to left. Here's Keach, left side. 41-33. Intercepted, though, by Lyons. And Lyons is fouled here by Keach. And right now, folks, UV is frustrated because Austin Lyons, Clayton Lyon, is not afraid to just get the ball. And he's like a running back. He's going to run down the middle of the floor. And if you're going to get in his way, look out. Look out, that's for sure. But he has some control to it, but he's just so big. I think guys, even when they touch him, they fall. They might have to put an arm in there. They get called for the foul. In fact, that's five on Keach. Keach is just fouled out of the game for Unadilla Valley. And a majority of those have been him trying to stop Clayton Lyon. So 3:20 to go in the third. Edmiston with the ball. They trail 41-33. Here's Lyon again right to the tin. No good. And this is intercepted and back the other way. Here's Jackson. Dribbles behind the back on the left wing. Finds Hanselmeyer down low, up off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. Kisses it off the back, the backboard there, and in it goes. He's got eight. 43-33, so UV keeping it right around 10. Now here's a steal for the Storm. Ahead for Postma, off the glass. He's fouled, can't get it to go. 2:54 to go in the third, and it's 43-33. UV has been whistled for six fouls here so far in the third quarter, and this is just going to be the first one of the night in the third quarter, on Edmiston. So Postma with 11 is going to go to the line, and that's three fouls now on Justin Nicolosi of Edmiston. So Postma to the line. Boy, good-looking shot there from Postma. Great rotation. He's got 12. And so Nicolosi is going to have to sit here with the three fouls, trying to protect him. Second foul shot coming for Postma. Up and good. Got the shooter's roll on that one. He's got 13. 2:54 to go in the third quarter. It's 45-33. Ball tipped out of bounds. We'll see who they say it goes to. Referees having a little conference here. And in the meantime, we're going to have a timeout for Edmiston. 2:51 to go in the third. UV leads Edmiston 45-33. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Unitego is leading Afton in boys action, 38-22, that game over at Unitego here tonight. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. UV with the ball, that's going to be a two-pointer there for Andrew Jackson. Straight out of the timeout, he just pulled it up, was right inside the three-point line and put it in. He's got seven. So UV kind of surviving that little Edmiston run, and it's 47-33 with 2:30 to go in this third quarter. Here's Axtell at the top of the key, finds Plows. Plows holding on to it now, looking for Lyon. Lyon, the dribble drive. This one knocked away. Here comes Andrew Jackson, but he lost it as he tried the outlet pass, and Edmiston right back for Lyon off the glass and in. Clayton Lyon into double figures, and he has 10 points. It's 47-35 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Postma across the timeline, finds Jackson left wing. Jackson for Hanselmeyer, pulls up at the foul line, squish. Shot is good there for Hanselmeyer, and he's got 10. 49-35, Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston. Boys action tonight from UV High School. 1:45 to go in the third. And here is Plows, top of the key. Passes to Lyon down in the left wing corner. Back up for Plows. Thought about a three-pointer. Thought better of it. Puts his back to the basket now as he's trying to avoid this pressure here from Jackson. Little 3-2 zone now for UV. Here's Plows. Now for Lyon in the corner. Outside the three-point line with five on the shot clock. Crosses court for Axtell, and we're going to have a foul here on Unadilla Valley. Nice skip pass across the zone. Actually, no, they're going to call a charge here against Edmiston. So the ball is going to go back to UV. Boy, that was a tough call, I think, there if you're an Edmiston fan, as that was a nice dribble drive there, I thought, by Axtell, and they get him for the charge. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. It's 49-35. UV with the ball now. Coming up on a minute to go here in the third quarter. UV surviving this feisty Edmiston run to start the third quarter. Pass down low. Hanselmeyer, the turnaround shot, he's fouled, and Hanselmeyer with 10 will go to the line. I think this is what happens when you have a team that starts four seniors. Even when a team somewhere in the game goes on a little run, you have the composure to either take a timeout and refocus, or you can just play through it because you have guys who have been in that situation before. It seems like that's what UV has here this year. Hanselmeyer from the line, off the back rim, no good. Second shot coming for Hanselmeyer. Hanselmeyer, of course, an excellent football player as well here for UV. Second shot coming. This one gets the shooter's touch on that one. Kind of died on the back rim and falls in. So UV leads 50-35 with just about 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And there he is again, Austin Plows. Just dribbled through the whole press coast to coast. He gets the right-handed layup. He's got 16. 50-37 the score. UV back the other way. Right wing for Postma. Dribble drive, jump step off the back glass, no good. Hanselmeyer the rebound, swatted out of his hands. Now for Gray in the corner for three, short, no good. And Edmiston with the rebound. Outlet pass here for Lyon, down the right wing. He's going all the way, up off the glass and good for Clayton Lyon, and he's got 12. 50-39, so an 11-point lead here for UV. 15 seconds to go. Third quarter. Looks like the Storm will hold for the last shot. Turn around for Hanselmeyer. Tried to pass it down low. Deflected out of bounds. And will stay here with UV with 9.6 to go in the third. Fourth quarter will be coming up. And I'd say, boy, the way this has gone, really could be anybody's ball game, even though it's an 11-point game at the moment. UV gets the ball in. They find Jackson. 8 on the game clock. Finds Gray. Now for Postma from downtown. Got it. They left him open. Couldn't find him. And Postma's got 16. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Unadilla Valley leads 53-39. A great run there by Edmiston to close it back to 6. But some good shooting by Postma, Jackson, and Hanselmeyer keeps the lead where it is here for UV. 53-39. End of the third quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sidney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sidney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sidney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sidney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sidney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sidney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter from Unadilla Valley High School. Nate Lowe here tonight on CDO. Thank you for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream and our audio archive is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. You can go back on demand anytime and listen to any game from the last couple of years, and including this game here tonight once it's complete. And that is all free. You can download or just listen right on the site on WCDOsports.com. Edmiston with the ball, fourth quarter, left wing. Here's Austin Axtell. Leaves it back off for Clayton Lyons. So Edmiston trying to dig their way out of this hole here on the road in a non-league kind of rivalry matchup here in the fourth quarter. Pass from Lyon down low, off the hands of Derek Bowen and out of bounds. And so 7:37 to go, fourth quarter. UV will look to chew some clock here as Postma will walk the ball up the floor. We'll see maybe if Edmiston's going to go to the press at some point to try to get some turnovers, but so far, not the case. Shot for Postma from the left wing is no good from downtown. The rebound for Lyon, and here he comes again down the left side, and the foul over there for Tyler Simmons. And that wasn't one of those fouls where they just bumped into him. Simmons went in with the pretty much the stiff arm and tried to stop Lyons from cutting to the hoop, and didn't work. 7:19 to go here in the fourth, and boy, Lyon, as I said, just not afraid of contact at all, is just willing to go to the hoop at any time. First shot for Lyon from the line is up and good. He's got 13. If he even sees an opening, they won't even set up the offense. He'll just look to drive right to the hoop. Second shot coming. Up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound for Unadilla Valley. So it's a 13-point ball game. 7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-40. I will say this about this Edmiston club. They have really challenged themselves in the early going, playing some bigger schools in the non-conference, including UV and Oneonta. They had a chance to host the Yellow Jackets early in the season as well. So they're challenging themselves, and that'll pay off when they get into their Tri-Valley schedule, I'm sure. 7:14 to go, fourth quarter. 53-40 the score. UV with the ball. And again, Postma is just free to walk this thing up the floor. Edmiston not really putting on any pressure until he gets to about half court. Jackson now finds Gray. Gray, top of the key, finds Hanselmeyer. He's in the paint down low, but his pass sails over the head of Postma. Postma would have had to be about 6'8 to catch that one. out of bounds and the ball back to Edmiston. And head coach Matt Osborne not pleased with that pass there from Hansel Meyer. Edmiston back the other way. Here's Clayton Lyon. Again, right into the paint. Dishes one off, and a foul is called as he dished that one off there for Justin Nicolosi, and he was hammered as he went up for the hoop. So Nicolosi is going to go to the line. We sent it back in the first quarter, folks. Foul shots are going to be important in this one, and this could certainly help Edmiston get back into the ball game. The clock is stopped. This is a chance where you can pick up some free points. Let's see if they can do it. Nicolosi, that one is no good. Too hard. So it remains 53-40 with 6:55 to go fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for Nicolosi. Up and in. So Nicolosi now with 3 points here for Edmiston. 6:50 to go fourth quarter. It's 53-41. UV on top of visiting Edmiston in non-lead action. And this one knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Axtell, but he couldn't quite grab it and keep it in bounds. Deflected away. Here's the foul situation, folks. UV has 8, Edmiston has 4. Just keep that in mind. Here's Postma in the left corner. Postma now, a little behind the back dribble. Finds himself open for 3. Can't get it to go. Rebound for UV. Off the glass. No good. Jackson, another opportunity. Stripped to the ball, and here comes Edmiston down the left wing with Lyon. Lyon, the jump step all the way to the hoop. Off the front rim. No good. UV looking to push it back the other way, but too far in front of Ethan Gray. Somehow he gets to it. Keeps it in bounds for Postma, and he's fouled. I thought that ball was destined to go out of bounds, but Ethan Gray, diving through the air, was able to flip it back over his head. Finds Ryan Postma, who goes up for the layup, and was fouled. So Postma will go to the line. He has 16. That's a team high. And he's also tied with Austin Plows of Edmiston for the game high. So here is Postma. First shot is up and good. So Postma now with 17. Makes it UV 54. Edmiston 41 with 6:19 to go. Second shot is in for Postma. He's got 18. And a timeout is taken here by Unadilla Valley. 55-41 with 6:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6:19 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Law with you here on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. 55-41 the score. Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston here in this opening game at home here for Unadilla Valley. They participated in the Sherburne-Earlville tournament last weekend, so that kicked off their season. Edmiston opened up pretty early with that game against Oneonta, even before Thanksgiving. So both these teams with some good early season experience. This, of course, another non-league game, helping them to get ready for the MAC and the Tri-Valley conferences this year. Edmiston going left to right. Here's Nicolosi to the hoop. His left-handed layup is no good, and the rebound back the other way here for UV. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. UV with the ball. They're in the white with the purple and the black trim. Edmiston's in the orange with the white and black trim. Another pass is thrown away here, but UV's going to steal it right back. Now the ball out of bounds, and this is going to go to Edmiston. That was quite the series there. UV had it. They lost it. Jackson got it back, then lost it again in possession here to Edmiston. And sometimes that happens in the early season. You know, everybody's still a little bit rusty, a little bit with the butterfingers. You don't see that as much later in the season. And it's starting to go away already, you can tell, for these teams as they get into the bulk of the early part of the season. 55-41, 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Lyon, skips it across, gets it to Axtell, 20-footer off the glass, no good. Tried to go bank on that one, and now Storm coming back the other way with Postma. Postma finding Jackson to the left side, the Storm going right to left. Jackson outside the three-point line, works it around the clock over to the far side for Postma. And now Postma looking for Simmons. UV is content to just chew some clock here as the shot clock's down to 10. Inside for Hanselmeyer. Back to Postma. Throws up the little running jumper. No good. Edmiston with the rebound. With 5 minutes to go, they trail 55-41. Plows ahead here for the Panthers to Axtell. Up, and this one just rims out. Can't get the shooter's touch. Ball is loose now in the paint. Knocked out of bounds, and we'll see who it stays with. Looks like Edmiston here from the Zebra Crew. 55-41 with 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul situation, 8 for UV, 5 for Edmiston. Now a steal for the Storm. Jackson, a great lead pass ahead for Postma, and he's hammered as he goes up for the layup by Plows. You can just see the frustration here on the faces of these Edmiston guys because they've been right in this ball game and just haven't been able to get over the hump of about 4 to 6 points. And then UV makes another run. Edmiston chips away. Then UV makes another run. Just good early season learning experience. And so Postma's going to go to the line now. He's got a game-high 18 points as he'll step to the line to shoot two. First shot coming here for Postma. Up and good. Rattles it home. You can tell he's a shooter. Opened the game with 2 3-pointers, nailed one to start the second half, and it's been very good from the line tonight as well. Second shot coming for Postma. There's my curse again as he misses that one. Edmiston back the other way. It's 56-41. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Austin Axtell. The left side is Edmiston in the orange and black and white, going left to right. Dribble drive here for the Panthers. Up off the glass, no good from Plows. Hanselmeyer rips down another big rebound here for the Storm. And again, Postma content to walk it up the floor with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 56-41 the score. Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston. It's been a closer game than that, though, folks, in case you're just joining us. As Edmiston has made several runs to get back into the game, and then UV would make another little surge. Here's Jackson for UV, left side. Tries to get it back up to the top of the key. Intercepted by Edmiston. Plows off to the races. Up off the glass and in. Austin Plows with 18 big ones tonight here for the Panthers. And it's 56-43, UV on top of Edmiston with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson works it for Gray in the left side corner. Back up for Postma to Jackson. Inside for Hanselmeyer. Outside here for Simmons. Dribble drive back to Hanselmeyer. His shot is up and can't get the roll. Rebound comes down and everybody flying together for that one. And the possession arrow is going to give this one back to Edmiston, it looks like. So 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. 56-43 the score. Unadilla Valley is going to stick with this press here. 2-2-1 press. Just trying to secure this victory here tonight. I think if you're UV, this is a smart move because Edmiston is not going to quit, and they break the press easily here, and the bucket there by Justin Nicolosi. So he's got five, and it's 56-45 with 3:25 to go in the fourth. This isn't a game that you can just let off the gas, that's for sure. Jackson to the left side as UV goes right to left. Pass into the post, right back out for Postma. Good interior movement right back to the exterior there for UV. Now down low again for Hanselmeyer. His shot is blocked. Ball is loose. Back out to Postma. And a fresh shot clock here for UV as that one actually just grazed the rim. So we're down to 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. UV looking to chip the ball around. Backdoor pass. Great vision there from Jackson to find Simmons on the back door, and he easily puts it home. Boy, there was only about a little bit of space there. He had to thread the needle, and he found him back door to put it home. Great pass there from Jackson. Again, he's just a freshman. Starts here for UV, and you can see why. 58-45 with 2:47 to go in the fourth. Unadilla Valley on top of Edmiston. UV with the ball as Edmiston turning it over right away. Off the UV press. And again, another pass down low from Jackson to Simmons, and he'll finish again. Simmons now with 8. That's 2 straight assists for Jackson. 60-45, and another turnover here for Edmiston on the travel violation. So some of the guys from the Edmiston bench now getting into the contest here with about 2.5 to go. And a 15-point lead here for Unadilla Valley, 60-45. UV gets the ball in, little turnaround. Shot is up and good there for Ethan Gray. Gray has 8, and it's 62-45. So 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. And Unadilla Valley is going to start to go to the bench as well. And now a steal here by Jackson. Jackson down the right wing. Puts on the brakes. Sends it back out for Postma. Postma to the top of the key. Getting some pressure here from the Edmiston 2-3 zone, but the win is looking good here tonight for Unadilla Valley as they'll take a timeout with 2 minutes to go with 62-45 here in the fourth quarter, and some of the subs are going to come in tonight here for Unadilla Valley. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one. UV, the boys leading Edmiston 62-45 on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Morabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Morabito. Energy for every part of life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 2 minutes to go in the contest. Unadilla Valley boys leading Edmiston here at UV High School, 62-45. And both sides have gone to the bench now to get some of the young guys in, get them some varsity minutes here early in the season. You'll want to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose coming up. As UV now will have a shot clock violation, as some of the new guys that just came in, I think, didn't realize there was about 10 or 11 seconds left on that shot clock, and then it went off. Referee coming over just to make sure about the reset there, if it should have been reset during that last possession or not. So they're going to have a little conference here. 1:39 to go in the fourth quarter. It is going to be a shot clock violation. 62-45 the score, so this is going to give the ball back to Edmiston. I think they were just checking there to see if, before the timeout, if it should have been reset or not. Right call was made, and Edmiston with the ball now with 1:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Great opening night of basketball here on CDO tonight. As Edmiston with the ball here in this non-conference game, here's Hume for three. This one just rattles off the back rim, actually hit the rim three times before going down. And now we'll have a traveling violation as Edmiston picks up the loose change on the rebound, unable to haul that one in. So 1:21 to go fourth quarter at 62-45. And the Storm now will inbound the ball here with Matt Turner. Some of the younger guys here bringing the ball up the floor for Unadilla Valley, but you know, besides Andrew Jackson, this is a UV team that has a strong group of seniors, but then a core group of juniors, too, that could be in the lineup next year. One of those guys is Marcus Granger, as he puts one in for two. Granger, the right-handed layup with 1 minute to go. UV leads 64-45. Edmiston gets it down low in the paint, intercepted, though, before the shot could get off. And UV will have the ball at half courts here with Lance Gage. Gage finding Matt Turner left side as UV goes right to left here in the white with the purple and black trim. They get it down in low. Turnaround shot here up off the glass for Mason Mikalunas is no good. Mikalunas had 7 points in the second quarter there when he got subbed in, so he's had a nice night. Down to 30 seconds to go here in the contest. UV leading 64-45. A shot for Edmiston is up and no good there from Jonathan Dunham. Rebound for UV, and they'll walk it up the floor for what looks like to be the last possession with the shot clock off. We're down to 15 seconds left, but not so fast. A steal for Edmiston. Here's Hume up off the glass and in. Zach Hume, just a junior, puts it in for his first 2 points of the night. And it's 64-47. Looks like that is going to be the final margin of the night here, folks, as UV will run out the clock as they pick up a win on their home floor to start their home portion of the season, a non-league victory over Edmiston, 64-47. Post-game show coming up with our awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all-purpose award. We'll come back. We'll run you through the final stats as well. Unadilla Valley, 64, Edmiston, 47 in boys action here tonight. We'll be right back with the post-game show on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. One last time from Unadilla Valley High School. The final score here tonight, Unadilla Valley defeats Edmiston 64-47 on the boys' side. Welcome into our post-game show. Let's get right into our three awards before we do our final stat or write-up of the night here. We'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that one to Ryan Postma tonight from Unadilla Valley. 19 points on the night to lead Unadilla Valley. That's a game high and a team high here tonight. So Ryan Postma, couple of threes from downtown. Nice job tonight for Postma. He's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Brett Hanselmeyer tonight for UV. Ends up with 11 points. I wish I'd been keeping track of his blocks, because early in the game, he was swatting everything that came in the lane. And I thought he did a very nice job on Clayton Lyon as well. Lyon ends up with 13 points tonight for Edmiston, but he had his hands full. Hanselmeyer did a nice job. So Brett Hanselmeyer from UV, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. Our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that one tonight to Austin Plows of Edmiston. He finishes with 18 points here tonight. I thought he was just all over the place. Steals, fast break, scrappy, never gave up. 18 points for Austin Plows, and he gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, ACCO Brands of Sydney. The Edmiston scoring summary tonight, of course, Plows finishes up with 18, Clayton Lyon with 13, Austin Extel with 9, and Justin Nicolosi with 5. Zach Hume comes in at the end and puts in a bucket for 2 points. Unadilla Valley is led by 19 from Ryan Postma, 11 from Brett Hanselmeyer, 8 from Ethan Gray and Tyler Simmons, 7 from Andrew Jackson, 7 from Mason Michalunas, 2 from Marcus Granger, and 2 from Jeff Keach. So really a nice balance tonight for head coach Matt Osborne and his UV boys, who again starts 4 seniors and 1 freshman. I think they're a team to look out for this year in the MAC Conference. So UV defeats Edmiston 64-47. Folks, you're going to want to join us again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll be live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, as it's the Morris Mustangs taking on GMU in boys action. Morris looks to be a pretty good Class D team. We'll have that game for you tomorrow. And then on Thursday here on CDO, we'll be down at Bainbridge-Guilford as the BG Bobcats host the Franklin Purple Devils at 6 o'clock. Franklin doesn't have a JV team this season, so that game will be at 6 o'clock for the boys' varsity. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. If you want to listen back to this game, you can do that on WCDOsports.com in our audio archive section. Again, one last time, the final from UV. It's the Storm defeating the Panthers 64-47. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.